Time for another edition of What's Good, and we're talking this week about school immunization and the recent notices families may have received from their school board. We have with us Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health for the Southeast Health Unit. Hello, Dr. Lee.
Hello, hello.
And Erin
And
McClure, Public Health Nurse and Immunization Coordinator at the Health Unit. Hello, Erin.
Hi, Bob.
Well, let's get started here. Dr. Lee, why is it necessary for the Health Unit to take this action?
So people may have heard me talk about before the Immunization of School Pupils Act. So that is the name of a piece of legislation in Ontario that requires families and parents in particular to provide proof of immunization or an appropriate exemption document for certain diseases against which we have vaccines if their kids attend school in Ontario. And so the tricky bit here is because many people say, well, we've gotten that vaccine. And so we're clear, right? Oh, but healthcare providers don't actually routinely provide records to the health unit, and those records do not automatically come to the health unit. It is the parent's responsibility to make sure that this record is brought to the health unit to meet that Immunization of School Pupils Act. And in fact, that piece is right in the act itself. And so really, we do need people to submit students' immunization records. And if you do that now, you avoid getting a notification from the health unit. And then of course, down the road, if we never receive a notif or an that those records or an exemption, it is possible that we would suspend kids from school. And just as a note, some of the information that we're going to talk about, Aaron and I today, is information that's specific to the Leeds, Granville, and Lanark region. So the programming across Southeast Health Unit can be a little bit different since we're still in that merger harmonization phase. So some of the contact information and services and details and stuff is going to be a little bit different for the Kingston and Lanark, or sorry, Kingston and Lennox and Addington and Frontenac regions. So for that, you can go to kflaph.ca, or for Hastings, Prince Edward region as well, you can go to hpepublichealth.ca for more information.
All right. The health unit, though, sends out these letters every year, Dr. Lee. Why does that happen besides to give me a little heart attack?
Yeah, so we never want to give people little heart attacks, or indeed any heart attacks. But having said that, we do actually do the immunization record assessments for students every school year. And so that means this time of year is when we're pulling together the information that we have, and then sending that to schools and to families. Having immunization records up to date at the health unit is important for us because we'll know, for example, the vaccine coverage rates for people in our region. And it also importantly allows us to already have the records on hand to act really quickly to prevent additional diseases of these communicable diseases if they were to occur in school settings. They are infrequent, which is good, but we need those records ahead of time in order to do the planning that we need to do. And immunization, of course, remains the best way to protect kids and ourselves and our communities against many of these vaccine-preventable diseases. And having these high coverage rates for students not only reduces their risk of contracting a disease, so for example, pertussis or whooping cough or measles have been circulating all across Ontario in infrequent ways, but remain risks for us. And then as well, the purpose of immunization, of course, is also to protect people around these kids and all of our communities to prevent vaccine preventable diseases, and especially keeping in mind that not everyone is able to receive vaccines due to medical reasons. And so everybody else who is able to receive vaccines, getting them is really important to protect everyone in our community. And it is a community effort. So in the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark region, letters have been sent out to parents and guardians of students. And so there was a letter sent out last June. For situations where we don't have any immunization records at all in the provincial system or in the health unit system. And we gave lots of information at that point. We do ask people to update their immunization records or to send us the information for exemptions. So it may be a matter of just uploading those records of stuff that you already have. It may be a matter of making sure that those vaccines have indeed been given, or it may be a matter
Or it may be a
of
matter
working with your healthcare provider to making sure that you have the documentation that you need.
of Aaron, what can parents do to get their
Do
kids to avoid getting a notice from the health unit or even a suspension from school?
Well, the first step is to make sure we actually have a copy of the record, Bob. So for some parents, they are very keen and their child switches schools within Ontario and they go, "Do you need it again?" And we go, "No, check the provincial system. If you provided it to another health unit, we have access to it as well." And they can check it themselves through a web portal called ICON. It's Immunization Connect Ontario. They need the child's actual health card because it's a little like using your MasterCard online. There's a number on the front, and MasterCard has like a CSV number on the back. Health cards have something similar. So when they log in using the health card, they can see exactly what we have on file. So it varies by families. And the thing is, we're now seeing the COVID babies come through. And during COVID, we all know people couldn't always access their appointments on a regular basis. So they need to check, did we actually get all the vaccines the child was due for leading up to coming to school? And then have they let us know? If you drop the record off at the school, we don't get it. You have to submit to public health. So the other thing we've been strongly encouraging parents to use now is an app on their phone called Can Immunize. They can keep an up-to-date immunization record for each child on their phone, so they have it handy. There's no trying to hang onto a piece of paper or a yellow card. As well, it will prompt them to securely submit it to the health unit using the app. So we've actually had parents who are sitting in the doctor's office going, "What did you just give?" Type it into the app, click send, and we immediately get the updated record. It's marvelous, and it's very easy for us to update the provincial system that way. Now, not all health units are currently linked to Can Immunize. In Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark, and Kingston, Frontenac, and Addington, we are. Prince Edward Hastings is not at the moment. But if parents and guardians need help with this, they can call us at our 1-800 number, 1-800-666-5853. Now, they have to leave a message on our extension 2313. We don't have staff to answer it live. We will call you back. But it's faster to send us an email at immunizationnursingsupport@healthunit.org. If you live in Kingston or Hastings, you can call or send us an email. We will help connect you to the proper immunization team for your area. So don't worry if you don't have their local info.
All right. Now, Aaron, what if parents still want to get their child vaccinated? Are there some clinics they can book into?
Yes. Now, in our region, Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark, we do have immunization clinics in Almonte, Brockville, Kempville, and Smiths Falls. So families who don't have a regular healthcare provider are welcome to book in to get these vaccines. We don't have the capacity to do everybody, but we do know access is an issue. It's an online booking system. Then go to the healthunit.org under the health information. Actually, the link here on what we've got written down is the old one when we were doing school suspensions. It's actually on our clinics and classes, and you just go, there's a lovely blue button. It's called Book Now. And you can see what vaccines you can book for. You can choose the location and the date and time yourself.
Wonderful. So, Dr. Lee, what happens if parents do not submit immunization records?
Yeah, so this goes back to the Immunization of School Pupils Act. So that piece of legislation has some requirements. So the Healthy Net will send parents and guardians a notification letter with a deadline to provide the missing information. If we don't get a response after the deadline, we do actually issue an order to the school to suspend the student. And that suspension again under the so everything is really prescribed under the Immunization of School Pupils Act. That suspension is for 20 days. I should note as well that we don't just send a letter and then wait for no response and then it goes straight to suspension. We send the letter, we contact, so we have wonderful school boards and schools who work with us to contact every family and guardian, and make sure that we have really tried our very best to get in touch with people to make sure that they're aware of the letter, they're aware of the consequences, they're aware of what needs to be done in order to avoid the suspension. We work very closely with our schools to check in before the suspension date to absolutely minimize as many, as much as possible suspension for kids. There is, and then once the suspension is in place, we continue to work with schools and with families and parents to minimize the length of the suspension. So once we hear back about those vaccine records or an exemption, we can actually bring students back to school before that 20-day suspension is over. And those who don't for whom we get really no information at all. And really, we are in touch with families and guardians beforehand. So it's not a matter of over a miss or an oversight. It really is, we try our best to work with people to make sure that all opportunity to send the information has been provided. If the students remain non-compliant, again, under the Immunization of School Pupils Act, they remain suspended for the 20 days. As a note as well, for any future immunization record assessments and surveillance, which often happens every year, if a student doesn't have either the vaccine record or the exemption on file, then the Healthy Net actually, as per the Immunization of School Pupils Act, would need to resuspend those kids for 20 days as well for every subsequent year that there is an assessment. If you do have an exemption on file, that is a one and done. So if you have an exemption on file, you don't need to submit it every year. The other note is if there is an outbreak or a case of a communicable disease, then we may exclude kids from school as a measure of protection for the kid who doesn't have the vaccine, and a protection for others in the class. And for those who have an exemption, they may still be excluded from school because an exemption, of course, doesn't give your body protection against that vaccine preventable disease. And so those people are still susceptible. And the length of that school exclusion is based on that specific outbreak. And so the length can really be variable based on what's happening on the ground.
So, Aaron, where can people get more information? I know you mentioned the Health Unit's website earlier.
So the school boards were amazing partners with us. And because we share school boards with Eastern Ontario Health Unit, the same message went out jointly to families all across from Leeds, Granville, Lanark, and across Eastern Ontario. So there are links in those messages that went out through, I think it's called My Family Room, is the app the school boards use, where you can either link to us by email or go to our websites. But there was one thing I wanted to add on to what Lena had said about exemptions being one and done. The only difference is if you get an exemption while your child is in daycare, you do need to have a new exemption for school. Unfortunately, it falls under two pieces of legislation, different forms, different processes. So we do want parents to reach out to us because I think that's one confusion we do hear back from parents. So our website is a great source of information. Go to healthunit.org. And under health information, go to immunization for information or to the clinics and classes to book an appointment. For Kingston or Hastings, please visit their websites. They have similar information.
All right. Well, thank you very much to
Thank
both of you.
you.
We really appreciate this information. Dr. Lena Lee, always a pleasure. We will speak with you
We will
next
speak
week.
with you.
See you soon.
And Aaron McClain, nice to speak with you as well again.
Nice to talk to you too, Bob. Thank you very much.